The murders at White House Farm. Jeremy Bamber and the killing of his family. The Definitive Investigation. By Carol Ann Lee. Read by Charlie Sanderson. People generally see what they look for and hear what they listen for. Harper Lee. To Kill a Mockingbird. 1960. Somebody in this case is lying and lying their heads off. Anthony Arledge, QC. Closing speech at the Bamber trial, 22nd of October, 1986. Preface. Suicide girl kills twins and parents, bellowed the Daily Express headline on the 8th of August, 1985. Beside a hauntingly beautiful photograph of the young woman and her two smiling children, the article began. A farming family affectionately dubbed the Archers was slaughtered in a bloodbath yesterday. Brandishing a gun taken from her father's collection, deranged divorcee Sheila Bamber, 28, first shot her twin six-year-old sons. She gunned down her father as he tried to phone for help. Then she murdered her mother before turning the automatic 22 rifle on herself. 24-year-old Jeremy Bamber had raised the alarm shortly before 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday, the 7th of August, 1985. He told police that he had just received a phone call from his father to the effect that Sheila had gone berserk with a gun. Officers met him at the family home, White House Farm in Tolleshunt Darcy, Essex. Jeremy worked there but lived alone 3 miles away. Firearms units arrived, but it wasn't deemed safe to enter the house until 7:45 a.m. They found 61-year-old Neville Bamber in the kitchen, beaten and shot 8 times. His wife, June, also 61, lay in the doorway of the master bedroom, shot 7 times. Sheila's 6-year-old twin sons, Nicholas and Daniel, had been repeatedly shot in their beds, while Sheila herself lay a few feet from her mother, the rifle on her body, its muzzle pointing at her chin and a Bible at her side. The 2 bullet wounds in her throat caused some consternation, but the knowledge that she suffered from schizophrenia, coupled with Neville's call to his son and the apparent security of the house, convinced police that it was a murder-suicide. For weeks to come, the tabloids gorged themselves on salacious stories about Hellraiser Bambi, the girl with mad eyes, whom they claimed had been expelled from 2 schools before becoming a top model with a wild social life that resulted in a £40,000 drug debt linking her to a string of country house burglaries. June Bamber, too, was condemned as a religious fanatic with little else to her character. When journalist Yvonne Roberts visited Tolleshunt Darcy that September for a more restrained article, in London's Evening Standard, one local told her, "What upsets us is that the whole family's life has been reduced to a series of newspaper headlines, and none of them has got it right." Jeremy Bamber's surviving relations believed the police hadn't got it right either. They informed officers that Sheila had lived for her children and had no knowledge of firearms, while the medication she took to control her illness left her physically weak and uncoordinated. The rifle's magazine was stiff to load, and the killer had done so at least twice in order to disgorge 25 shots, all of which had found their mark. The killer had also overpowered Neville Bamber, who was 6 feet 4 inches tall and physically very fit. Furthermore, the dissenting relatives told how they had located the rifle's silencer, technically known as a sound moderator, in a cupboard at the farm on the Saturday after the murders. It bore red paint, which forensic experts linked to scratches on the mantelpiece above the arga, where Neville had been found, and blood inside the baffles was identified as belonging to Sheila's blood group. Since the first wound to her throat was incapacitating and the second immediately fatal, it followed that she could not have gone downstairs after shooting herself to put away the silencer. Nor did she have the reach to pull the trigger when the silencer was attached to the weapon. The Bambers were a wealthy family.